You are Locked On Balls, your daily podcast on the Tennessee Volunteers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Locked On Balls. It's your Thursday edition, and I'm your host, Eric Kane. You can find this podcast each and every weekday on every single platform completely free and online on Twitter at _Kaner and at Locked On Vols. Today's episode is brought to you by On Location. On Location is the official hospitality partner of the NFL. It's the only place to score a once-in-a-lifetime Super Bowl ticket and experience package. Visit onlocationexp.com/SB56 for more information or search Super Bowl On Location. Today's show, in segment one, we will hear from longtime Tennessee football commit Elijah Herring. In segment two, we're going to play some audio of Josh Heupel at Otis Anderson Jr.'s funeral from earlier this week. Of course, I'm sure you've heard of the story. It's been all over the news cycle. Otis Anderson Jr., a former USF football player that Josh Heupel coached for 3 years, and Josh Heupel went and performed a eulogy at his funeral earlier this week. And I just wanted to bring that to this podcast because I just wanted you guys to hear what he had to say. This is your coach. This is the leader that is, that's the head of the Tennessee football program. And he had a lot of good stuff to say at this funeral. That's just such a tragic event. We'll talk more about that in segment number two. But I know a lot of you guys probably have not heard it. Of course, the video is making rounds on social media. But I did want you guys to hear it if you haven't already. So that's coming up in segment two. And then in segment three, we'll go ahead and give a little recruiting update. Kind of where do we stand now? Just 6 days away from the start of the early signing period. So it'll be a little bit of a quicker show today, but plenty of content. And really looking forward to that. So without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into it. This is Elijah Herring. He's from Riverdale High School, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. He was the first commit for Josh Heupel all the way back in April. He's got good size on him, about 6'2", about 220, and he's a guy that should add some immediate depth at linebacker. He's got a long way to go. He's not ready. He's not SEC ready right now, and that's okay, but he's got nice frame. He's got a nice build. He's got the mechanics and the tools to where down the road, I think he could potentially turn into a player. So here is Elijah Herring, my conversation with him that we put out at VolQuest.com earlier this week. Here with Tennessee football commit Elijah Herring, a linebacker commit, longtime commit, actually the first commit of the 2022 cycle, but just took his official visit to the University of Tennessee over the weekend. Elijah, how did your official go with the Volunteers just now, a couple weeks away from signing day?
It was great. The environment was great. The coaches were great. The players and just everybody I came across, everybody was friendly, and it was a great environment.
So what all did you do over the weekend? Just kind of activities, I guess, that they kept you engaged with, you and your family?
We were fed 24/7. It was never a moment where you were, like, hungry. We did a bunch of stuff. We bowled, just went around town. What else we do? Did the photo shoot, viewed Neyland. Then they showed us like the new renovation to the facility and what they're going to do with it.
Gotcha. And what would you think about the new renovations for Neyland? It's kind of weird seeing a bulldozer in there and a lot of seats been knocked out, right?
Yeah, sir. Yeah, it's going to be great. Everybody's going to love it. And the facility is going to be the best in the country.
I got you. Well, I mean, you've been up to Tennessee multiple times, especially this football season, but I did the official, which is a little bit different. And there's an itinerary for every single day, and you're staying, quite busy. Those conversations that you had with Brian John Marie and Tim Banks, kind of how do they go? And kind of what were they about? Obviously, maybe about your role and how you fit in with the team.
So most of them just started about like just life, just talked about personal life and like what things that we've done and what we experienced. Then we'll switch on to me coming early and where I fit in with the players and where I could play at and how I could just impact Tennessee.
I got you. You and I have talked a couple of times here lately, but, for those who are watching this for the first time, kind of what is Tennessee like about you? Why do they want you to be a part of this class and kind of lead this class here for Josh Heupel's first signing cycle?
They like my aggressiveness. They can see that I have real joy playing the game of football, and that I'm just a player of the game, and that I love every bit of it.
And then for you, you know, growing up in Tennessee, it's got to be a pretty surreal moment that you just took an official visit to Tennessee, and you are, I mean, you're less than 2 weeks away from signing to kind of your dream school.
Yes, sir. It's amazing. It's something that me and my parents talked about ever since I started playing football, and that Tennessee has a great background and great players that came out of it. So it's a dream come true.
What about Josh Heupel? Do you like? I feel like it's a good start in year one for Josh Heupel. 7 wins, going to a bowl game, exciting brand of football. From your perspective, sitting back and watching from afar and knowing you're about to jump in, kind of, what have you seen?
I see a man that's 100% into Tennessee, and that Coach Eck, he called him a real dude and somebody that could flip a play just like that.
All right, man. So you look at this signing class, or this committed class rather, it's starting to take shape. You continue to pick up, feels like a commit every other day now. What do you like about this class, and kind of how are you guys coming together and forming relationships?
Oh man, I love this class. Everybody gets along with each other, and we just talk about what great things we're going to do at Tennessee, and how Coach Heupel is pushing everybody towards that, and that everybody believes in him.
How do you view yourself as kind of a leader for this class? I know that, you know, you were the first one to jump in and commit to Josh Heupel, and I feel like you've kind of been a leader for this group of guys all season long. Kind of, how do you view yourself and your role with this class?
I think that I showed that I trusted Coach Heupel, and that I trusted the coaching staff with everything that they told me, and that I just believe in it, and that my role is to show people, like lead by example, and not just speak it, but show it.
All right. So what's your height and weight right now? Of course, you're just about to sign on with Tennessee. What will your start weight and height be?
So once I get there,
well, where are you right now? Yeah.
I'm at 6'2", 220.
Okay. And again, the thought for you is to start off at the inside at linebacker, but potentially you could be practicing at that Leo spot as well, right?
Yes. Yeah. We talked about that.
Cool. Good deal. All right. Just last couple of things. What's kind of your plan for signing day? I know it's coming up. Are you going to have a big celebration at the school, do it with some teammates? Kind of what's it look like for you?
I just plan on inviting the whole football team and a couple other friends who play different sports, and just sign and probably go eat after it, something simple.
Cool. Good deal. And from this past weekend, there were, I think, 7 others outside of yourself on campus for an official visit. How does that work? Do you guys ever cross paths? Do you ever talk to the other guys who are on official visits? And if so, kind of how was that this past weekend?
So we were together just about every time we ate. And so, like, every time we eat, we'll go talk to each other. Then probably the other night, we were there, we were at Neyland eating. And so we got done eating. We just walked around Neyland, checking the place out. See, we talked about what plays we're going to make here.
I got you. So I know that there was a couple of guys, especially on the defensive side of the football, that were here officially over the weekend. I know you probably were trying to maybe say, hey, why don't you go jump in the boat? And you were probably recruiting just as hard as the coaching staff, right?
Yes, sir.
What were some of the things you might have been saying?
I was telling them, first start off with the photo shoot. I was like, man, y'all going to look real good in those Tennessee uniforms, especially the all black ones. And then I was telling them how great it was going to feel to play in front of 102,000 people, and what feelings they were going to get running out onto the power tee, and what love, endless love they were going to get, and how they're going to be a VFL for life, and the connections after that.
All right, man. Last thing. I know you're thrilled. I know you're pumped, but you're about to see, a dream become a reality here in less than about a week and a half or so. Kind of put into words kind of what you're going through right now and your excitement level.
Oh man, now I want to say I'm a little bit more nervous than been excited or like sad or anything else. But yeah, I think when once I signed that paper, then I'm gonna just be the happiest person in the world.
Good deal, man. Elijah Herring, Tennessee football commit, just coming off an official visit with Tennessee, planning to sign in the early signing period on December the 15th and enroll in January. Elijah, thanks so much, man.
No problem.
Again, that was longtime Tennessee football commit Elijah Herring. As you heard right there, he plans on signing next week and enrolling as an early enrollee in January, so he should be a part of Tennessee's spring practice plans. We're going to try to bring you some more conversations with some of these commits up until the signing day and maybe shortly thereafter. Of course, it's been a habit here on Locked On Vols to hear from commits, and so I hope you guys really, really enjoy that type of content. So we'll come back. We'll talk about Josh Heupel, what he's been up to this week, and we'll talk some more recruiting in segment number three. But right now, let's talk for a minute about kicking things up a notch for the big game. The grand stage, the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 56 in L.A. is less than 100 days away, and On Location, the official hospitality partner of the NFL, is the only place to score a once-in-a-lifetime Super Bowl ticket and experience package to the big game. Select your exact seats and choose from elite experiences featuring an exclusive pregame celebration with college stars turned NFL legends like Troy Aikman, Marcus Allen, Tim Brown, and a whole lot more. Plus, you got accommodations at a five-star LA hotel and food by the great Wolfgang Puck. Visit onlocationexp.com/SB56 for more information or search Super Bowl On Location. That's onlocationexp.com/SB56 or search Super Bowl On Location. And of course, we got to give a big shout out to NetSuite. This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth with visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budgeting, and more. NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time while staying well ahead of your competition. In fact, 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite, and right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/lockedonNCAA. Head to netsuite.com/lockedonNCAA for a special end-of-the-year financing on a number one financial system for growing businesses. That is netsuite.com/lockedonNCAA. Welcome back into Locked On Vols. It is your team every day, and of course, your team is the University of Tennessee Volunteers. Got a really fun time coming up. I mean, we were talking Tennessee bowl game, Tennessee and Purdue. Football just wrapped up. A couple more postseason accolades. Valus Jones Jr. named first team all-purpose player and returner by the AP. Cade Mays tabbed as a second-teamer by the AP. Valus Jones Jr., he was tabbed as the co-special teams player of the year to go along with Jameson Williams of Alabama. So that news came out on Wednesday as well. So it's a fun time talking Tennessee football, of course, even though the regular season is over. And of course, Tennessee hoops is getting started. I know we were very critical of Tennessee and its loss against Texas Tech from the Jimmy V Classic. That was on yesterday's show. But just a whole lot to talk about. Like to watch this basketball team. Looking forward to them growing and seeing what happens. And of course, Tennessee recruiting. It is heating up. It is continuing to heat up. And the early signing period is just right around the corner. We'll get the latest on where we stand with a couple of big-time prospects and targets and you know what Tennessee's chances are in reeling those guys in. That's coming up in segment three. But I want to take this time here in segment two. I'm sure a lot of you guys, I mean, everyone listening right now are sports fans, okay? And I'm sure you heard of the tragedy of Otis Anderson Jr. This happened, I believe, over the weekend or maybe last week. He is a former Central Florida running back, wide receiver, kick returner, kind of an athlete. And Josh Heupel coached him for the 3 years he was at UCF. What happened was he was tragically murdered. It was an altercation with his father at his father's house. And, you know, just you can read the stories out there. But essentially, it looked to me like in reading all the stories, it was over something just so silly. And anger got the best of the father. And ultimately, he went and shot him in the chest. And Otis Anderson Jr., he died. And, you know, it's the father's claiming self-defense. There is a there's a law in Florida that states if you're on your own property and you're the homeowner and you are, you know, fearing of your life, fearing death, you can go and defend yourself. So he's trying to plead that. I think Florida's going to certainly poke holes in that and say that he's the aggressor, went and got the gun. But nonetheless, that's not what I'm trying to get at here. It's a tragedy is what it is. It's a young man that his life was lost way, 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 way too soon. And by his father, right? And again, over something just so stupid. And again, reading these stories, it seemed like, I don't know if they had a good relationship, but in one of the stories I said, the father after the incident said, he's never disrespected me before. And if I could go back and do it, I would have just taken the black eye. So it just, it's heartbreaking is what it is. So, you know, I'm not going to pretend to know who Otis Anderson Jr. was before this happened. I didn't know who he was. I didn't watch many Central Florida games when Heupel was there, but in everything I've heard about him since is that he was just a guy that had a personality larger than life, and so it is a tragedy what happened. How does this relate here to Locked On Vols? Well, Josh Heupel went down and performed a eulogy at his funeral earlier this week, and you know that's really cool. That's really, really neat to have your college football coach. For the family to come in and speak on behalf of Otis and to say a lot of good things. I thought that's really, really neat. You know, for Heupel, it's always a busy time for Heupel. This week in particular is extremely busy because you're out literally flying all across the country, you know, going to this prospect's house, this prospect's school, talking to this prospect's mama, you know, doing all this stuff. And it is a whirlwind, right? And then to take a little break and to go, I say take a little break in quotation marks, and to go perform a eulogy at a funeral of a football player that was a big reason for your success at Central Florida and just one of your boys, you know, that's tough. So it has been a tough week for Josh Heupel, to say the least. But I wanted to bring the audio of the eulogy onto this podcast because I think it is, I think it's really, really, really good. You can hear the sincerity in Josh Heupel's voice. Almost, you know, moved to tears a couple of times. He ends it by saying, "Love you." It's really, really something that you want to hear. And I wanted to bring this on this podcast because I know a lot of you guys probably hadn't heard it, but this is the type of coach that is leading your favorite football team. This is the leader of your favorite football program. You can tell that he cares and he loves those that he's coaching. And I think you could tell that already this year just by being a part of the Tennessee program and watching, you know, his actions and watching how he performs. I think so many times we just get so caught up in the business that is college football nowadays, and this player opting out, this player name, image, and likeness, this player that, transfer portal, that at the end of the day we just forget that these are 18 to 22-year-old young men who are playing a sport that they love. That is all they know right now. And when you get done with college at the age of 21, 22, you have so much life ahead of you. And that was the case for Otis Anderson. And so it's heartbreaking. But here's what Josh Heupel had to say in his eulogy of Otis Anderson Jr. Here it is.
Impact can never be measured in years. It's measured in relationships and the legacy that you leave behind. Today, this church filled with the people that are in here is a testimony to that. And it's a testimony to Otis Anderson. When I think about Otis Anderson, I think about brotherhood and relationships. It's what mattered to him most, whether that was his family, whether that was his football brotherhood, or whether that was his fraternity brothers. The first time that I got an opportunity, him and AK came into my office. I knew of Otis Anderson, but I didn't know Otis Anderson. During that 15, 20-minute conversation, everything that he talked about, or really grilled me and asked me about, was about what is the brotherhood gonna be? How do we build something together? What are the relationships that I'm gonna have? What's my interaction gonna be with my coaches or with my players every single day? He cared about everyone else more than he cared about himself. He loved with his entire heart and gave you everything that he had. He cared about his family. He cared about being successful on the field, but he cared about doing it the right way. So some of my favorite memories of Otis. There's a few that are on the field, but most of them are off the field. I think back to our Friday nights in the hotel room, and we're having dinner. He, his running backs, and a few brothers would always be the last ones to leave. And at that table, you would hear conversation about what's going on in the world. You'd hear what's going on in today's culture, music. You'd hear about anything and everything. If you sat at that table, you had to be open to getting cracked on with a joke, for sure. No one was safe, including myself. But he loved being with people, and he cared deeply about those around him. I think back to watching practice film, and coaching staff would be breaking down plays, and in the background, in the tight view, you could see him or some of our unskilled offensive linemen dancing in that tight view all the time during the middle of the practice. He loved having fun with his brothers. On the field, speed dominates. And that was one of the first things that he said to me. How are we going to play fast? But how am I going to be able to use my speed? He was fast. He was elusive. He could cut on a dime. He was always willing to stick himself out there and make a big play that made the difference in the game. Whether that was a screen pass in the Peach Bowl or a wheel route in the conference championship game, he was always ready to go do what was necessary. He gave you everything and left everything on the football field. We would have arguments as a staff. Is he a wide receiver? Is he a running back? Is he a kick returner? Well, the answer was he was all those three things. He will forever be known by me is the hybrid position. We had to come up with a unique way to put him in the starting lineup to describe what he was capable on the football field. So talented, everyone will always be measured against him. Ultra confident, ultra caring. Never, never was it too big for him. Otis, one of the things that you would argue with your teammates about is, were you on the 4x1 team, and what leg did you run? Otis, you're on everybody's 4x1 team, and yes, we're all going to let you run that last leg. You'll be remembered forever. You were and always will be loved. The greatest testimony to your life is that we're all better moving forward because we have a piece of you going with us. Love you.
Continued thoughts and prayers to the Anderson family, the poor mother who has her son tragically murdered by her husband, who will likely face, you know, life behind bars if convicted here. And so that whole family's life has been turned upside down. And again, just continued thoughts and prayers. Couldn't even imagine. But that's what Josh Heupel had to say at performing the eulogy at Otis Anderson Jr.'s funeral. Again, that was earlier this week. And you can hear, again, the sincerity and the love and the hurt in his words. And so that's a guy that truly, truly cares about his players. And just like the players, at the end of the day, you get into coaching because you love kids, right? You want to help. You want to grow. You want to mold. You want to mature. And you love football. And you can do all those things. That's why I love football so much. It is the greatest laboratory of life. That's what Ken Sparks always said. And I love that so much. And so, and I don't know how many of you guys have ever performed a eulogy before. I've done one, and it is tough. It is so tough. And I mean, that was for my grandfather who, you know, was old and expected, you know, that was expected. It wasn't sudden or anything like that. It was just a normal death, I guess is what you can phrase it. And, you know, in this case, this is tragic. This was sudden. No one predicted or no one could envision something like this happening. So that's tough what Josh Heupel did, but that's what he had to say. And of course, the video is kind of making its rounds, and I wanted to bring the audio over here to Locked On Vols. So never try to put a damper on the show, but I did. I thought that was important for those of you guys who haven't heard it to hear it here on this show. We'll talk more recruiting in segment three. But as we transition out of this and we move on through the show, I do want to remind you guys about Made In. Okay, it's one of the good sponsors here of the Locked On Podcast Network and, of course, of Locked On Vols. How does your family and favorite restaurant consistently make such delicious food? The short answer, they have access to the greatest kitchen tools. With Maiden's professional quality cookware and kitchenware, anyone is capable of making restaurant quality food at home. If you're serious about cooking, you should invest in kitchen tools. Maiden's cookware and kitchenware products are used by thousands of the world's best chefs. The quality and craftsmanship is important to you. You need to check out Maiden. Maiden is the cookware and kitchenware brand that works with renowned chefs and artisans to produce some of the world's best pots, pans, and wine glasses. Maiden produces professional quality cookware for those who love to cook. The source of the finest materials and partner with renowned craftsmen to make premium kitchen tools available directly to you without the markup. Maiden products are made to last and they offer a lifetime guarantee. Their cookware distributes heat evenly and can easily go from stovetop to the oven. They have over 40,000 plus five-star reviews, and their products are used by some of the world's best chefs and restaurants around the world. Made In, it's better cookware for better meals. And right now, Made In is offering our listeners 15% off your first order with the promo code Locked On. This is the best discount available anywhere online for Made In products. Go to madeincookware.com/lockedon or use the promo code Locked On for 15% off your first order. Christmas is right around the corner. This would be great for those amazing women or men in your life who make sure to have food on your table. That is madeincookware.com/lockedon. Use the promo code Locked On. And of course, it's Bet Online. It's got you covered for all the season props, odds, and lines more than ever before. As football season continues the march to the playoff, Bet Online remains your number one spot for all your sports action this season. Head on over to the website or use that mobile device. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code, that is Locked On, to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, UFC, right to your favorite Las Vegas casino games. I don't want you to wait to take advantage of all these amazing offers for the 2021 calendar year. You need to go ahead and do it now. BetOnline is the fastest. BetOnline is the easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, it is where the game starts. All right, we got a final segment left here on a Thursday Locked On Vols. Thanks so much for joining us here today and for taking your time to spend with me here on this podcast. Means a whole lot more to me than you'll ever know. Your investment, you could literally be doing anything else in the world, and I that's not lost on me, so I can't thank you enough. Twitter Tuesday is a blast. Love hearing from you guys, and we'll continue this thing out until they kick me out, all right? Let's talk a little recruiting. Before we get into recruiting talk, I want to remind you guys about the Omaha Steaks deal. Again, last night, I promise, I know a lot of you guys, you probably hear me, doing these lives for all these products, and I do use a lot of these products, I promise. The Omaha Steaks deal is one that I truly believe is a great deal. I am a super lazy shopper, okay? You guys know how busy I am. I swear, I don't physically have the time to go out and shop. You know what my Christmas shopping's been? And this is probably bad, but my girlfriend will kill me, but I just doom scroll through Amazon at night when I'm laying in bed to go to bed, and I just buy. You know, that's not where you want to be, okay? But if you are busy like me, like I'm sure you are, okay, the OmahaSteaks.com deal, again, OmahaSteaks.com, and then there'll be a search bar at the top, and you just plug in college, okay? That's where you're going to get the perfect gift. It's called the perfect gift, all right? And it's all those. I mean, it's like 24 entrees for $100, but then at the end, you get like 8 free Omaha Steak burgers. It really is something that is so simple. I ordered 3 different packages last night, one to send to my girlfriend's father, one to send to my own father, and another one to a family friend. And I'm telling you, it's perfect. You don't have to put a lot of thought in it. They do it for you, and it's a great deal. There's so much meat in there. There's also sides. There's also other entrees. There's chicken. Just check it all out. I want to tell you guys this because it's helping me out a lot, and I wanted to help you out as well. And so it's super cool. They give you an option too, where they can wrap it, they can put a Christmas card in there, they can ship it directly to the person, or they can send it to you, and you can give it to them however you want to like. Check it out. And of course, there is a contest going on. We need Locked On Vols to be the leader in the clubhouse, to lead the entire college channel. I know you guys like your steaks, your burgers, and so let's make it happen. College in the search bar at the top at OmahaSteaks.com. All right, so let's talk Cruton. Tennessee is up to 20th in the country per Rivals. You've got 17 commits right now, and like 4 in the last 2 weeks or so, and so Tennessee is on the upward tick. You know, there is. I had this conversation with so many people because it's you know, the early signing period is just a couple days away now, right? So everybody's kind of asking me, you know, where's Tennessee going to finish? What do I need to know about this recruiting class? Well, it's not a recruiting class that's going to raise a whole lot of eyebrows, right? There's not any top 50 prospects in the country. There's not a five-star. There's a couple of four-stars. But I do think that there's some talent in this class. I think there's a couple of players that the coaching staff really, really does like. But as I've said this before, I'll say it again. Again, 2022, it's somewhat of a mulligan year, if you will. I don't think you can really judge Josh Heupel off this year. But in the same time, there are kids that Josh Heupel needed to get in this class that he missed on. So I'm not saying he's completely without blame here. But we're going to learn a whole lot more in the classes of 23 and 24. But for this 2022 class, who were some of those names, those other big-time targets that we need to be aware of? Well, Justin Williams, we've talked about him before. He was the former West Virginia running back commit. He is a four-star. He decommitted from West Virginia after taking two trips at the end of the season here for game day visits to Knoxville. He's already officially visited a couple weeks ago. He announced yesterday that it is going to be between Auburn and Tennessee. I still really like Tennessee's chances there. With Justin Williams, if he were to commit or sign with Tennessee, that would be the second running back in the class. What about Caleb Webb? He is a four-star wide receiver, a former East Carolina commit, longtime East Carolina commit, but Tennessee's been after him for quite some time. He officially visited Tennessee this past weekend. He decommitted from East Carolina on Sunday, and I really, really like Tennessee's chances with Caleb Webb. He would be that fourth wide receiver in the class, and it's kind of where Tennessee wanted to be there. And I like Tennessee's chances with Caleb Webb. Darren Agu, he is an edge player. He's got good size on him. He's a Clark Lee guy. He was committed to Notre Dame. Now he's been committed to Vanderbilt. It is a Vanderbilt-Tennessee battle. As Brent Hubbs of VolQuest would phrase it, is it more about loyalty, or is it more about, I don't know how you phrase Tennessee in that shit, but essentially, are you going to stay loyal to Vanderbilt, or are you going to go with Tennessee? I think I like Tennessee's chances there as well. He would be a nice get. Tennessee needs pass rushers. He certainly fits the bill there. He's got a lot of nice tools. It's between Vanderbilt and Tennessee for Darren Agu. Jeffrey Umba, he is another one. He's one of the top junior college prospects in the country. He is a defensive tackle. Came on an official visit to Tennessee, really enjoyed his time. He's still visiting all over the place. Oregon was a factor there, but they don't have a coach. Miami was a factor there at one time, so you got to believe potentially he was supposed to go to Oregon later in this week for this weekend. I'm not sure if that's still on track. A trip to Miami would make sense because, again, he liked Oregon. He liked Miami. Cristobal is now at Miami, so we'll have to see what Jeffrey Umba is going to plan on doing. But I do think he likes Rodney Garner, and he will go back to France. He's French. He'll go back to France, and he'll commit sometime before. Obviously, he'll sign. In fact, over those papers, next week. But he will make a decision, and he will sign early and enroll early because when he comes back in January, he wants to be at a school of his choice. We'll keep on going down. Of course, Tennessee got the commits of Jordan Thomas and Desmond Williams earlier this week and over the weekend. Elijah Herring, we already heard about him. He was on campus this past weekend. C.J. Smith is a wide receiver who was a longtime Florida commit who was officially visiting Tennessee over the weekend. He decommitted from Florida a couple of days ago. When I talked to C.J. Smith this weekend, he said, hey, I kind of got the feel that he was still going to Florida just as long as they checked out this weekend when he went back for another official visit. It'll be a second one there. But remember, when you have a coaching change, you can do two official visits, one more to meet the new coach. But I kind of got the impression that as long as Florida checked out, he's going to be fine. He did stress to me that he will run track. Running track is a big part of who he wants to be. And so wherever he goes, they're going to have to allow him to do both. And so maybe that was the hangup of Florida. I don't know. But C.J. Smith is back out on the market. He was officially visiting Tennessee over the weekend. If Tennessee's able to get Caleb Webb, would they take C.J. Smith? I'm not sure if I have the answer to that. Tennessee's wanted four wide receivers this whole time, and I know they like Webb. So if Webb joins the boat, Webb's the guy. I'd be intrigued to see if they would take Smith as well and make him a fifth guy. So I don't know. We'll have to see. Other guys that are still on the board, Marquise Gilbert, who I spoke with and had a call him out on at VolQuest.com yesterday. He is between Florida State, Tennessee, and Florida State, Tennessee, and Auburn. I feel like that one's trending away from Tennessee, but we'll have to see. Keontae Scott, I am trying to work to get a hold of him. He put out a top five a couple weeks ago. Tennessee was firmly in that. I felt like Tennessee was trending away from him at first, but Josh Heupel's been out there to speak to him and his mother this week, so I want to check in with him. Those are some guys. And, of course, Walter Nolan. We will have to see exactly where that roller coaster is this time next week. I'm still not expecting anything there. So those are the big targets that's on the board right now for Tennessee. Of course, Tennessee will be active in the transfer portal. I expect 70 to 80% of Tennessee's class to sign on Wednesday. And then, of course, you'll fill in some holes and get some transfer portals and all that. So it'll be interesting. But that's a little update on recruiting. Tennessee has certainly surged here the last couple of days. But, everybody else is going to do the same thing with Wednesday nearing, right? You're going to gain a couple more commits. So we'll see. I think this will be a top 25 class. Could be a top 20 class. But it will be a top 25 class no matter what. All right. That's going to do it here for Thursday's show. Good show today, guys. I felt like we went over some good content. We heard from Josh Heupel in segment two, heard from Elijah Herring in segment one, gave a recruiting update in segment three. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll continue on. We'll finish out strong tomorrow for a Friday show right here on Locked On Vols. It is your first listen every single day. Listen number two, make your second listen Locked On Bets. Your boy Q, handicapping expert Lee Sterling, that's Locked On Bets. Your second listen each and every day right after your first listen. You know it. It is Locked On Vols. Monday through Friday on every single platform, completely free, and on Twitter at _Kaner and Locked On Vols. Guys, thank you so much. Love you. Appreciate you. We'll talk again tomorrow.